This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
New data today on opioid addiction from the New England Journal of Medicine. In recent years, states have passed about 80 laws aimed at curbing opioid abuse. The data show to little effect on the epidemic that claimed 28,000 lives in the U.S. in one recent year. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
State lawmakers have passed all kinds of measures to restrict the prescribing and dispensing of prescription opioids. That includes making it hard for patients to get scripts from multiple docs and developing drug monitoring databases. Dartmouth economist Ellen Mara says the research is clear. All these laws have not helped slow overdoses.
It's really time to be honest with ourselves and ask what has worked, what hasn't, because if we don't, we're not spending our time, our resources on solutions that can actually slow down this epidemic and reverse it.
Mara and her team looked at how laws impacted disabled people on Medicare, arguably the population these laws aim to help. Frederick Asasi with the National Governors Association says this report will help elected leaders find meaningful solutions.
There's a very strong consensus around the country that we don't have the evidence base to be able to know what works and what doesn't work.
Next month, Asasi says the NGA will release a collection of the most promising policies that governors and legislators could take a hard look at. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.